writing, you take what you remember and what you recognize, and you invent something out of that. W.S. Merwin.
Tony Brewer, whose voice you have just heard, has been writing and performing in Bloomington and beyond for over 15 years. His first book of poems, The Great American Scapegoat, was published in 2006. He is my guest today on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander. Tony, from your recall and recognition, you've invented poems I'm keen to hear.
How I found my voice. I stopped looking in dumpsters and downspouts, donned duck boots, and waded upstream to the gush and glut where rain flood meets sewer grate. And when I tugged the branch that held the wrappers tight over the rusted iron gate, it all went schlup down the hole, the hell, the hole. All that trash damming up my crossing flew like a river to an ocean, and I lament its passing, but have no regret as I set foot onto wet pavement as if for the first time, over the gutter and onward, not swept away, but moving under my own dry power. Radnoti's Wife. The bodies writhe, motionless. The scent of decay infects the dirt. She uses her hands when she gets closer. She has to see it. She has to use her hands when the shovels go soft. There are bones, and there a face she will never recognize. There are bones. There are pages. There are clothes she once knew for a coffin so large against the remains. They blew his brains out in a ditch others before him had dug. Shoeless, worn through and down amid tree roots, under the weeds, under broken limbs, of plum trees beneath a full, round moon. But now it is afternoon, and here his overcoat, here his journal. The mound of earth grows waist high a second time. Shame and stains, and here a hat, here a glove with fingers missing. The sky is thin when the raven voices a black lament, the cry of a witness perched and watching the forced march, the clubbing, the rifles raised to shoulders and pistols brought to the backs of heads. She has found him, at last, in the tangle beneath the grass, last poems in his pocket, skin pulled away from his teeth. She wipes the mud on her coat so to touch him with clean hands, his clean-shaven face, his thin face. Somewhere in the filth, seeds are waiting. By the roadside, flowers wait for winter to end. She scoops him into boxes and leaves the open ditch for others. There are fingernails and pages she recovers, though a portion of her stays there in the pit. Chase her. The storm came last night like old pain. I cannot remember the last time it rained, and I stood out in an open field and waited for it. The quiet fans spun empty in the wind, and I could smell the dead fire black in its pit. I waited while the sky turned gray. I could smell her in the trees, and where lightning struck earth, I saw her standing there, her hair, the dark blue of her tattoo in the foaming sky. I waited an hour. I waited, but the rain never came. I could feel the heat blowing away, the cold front turning hot green leaves white. I saw her rings in the coil of a vine. I waited, but it did not rain, not a drop. The storm came and went like old pain.
Tony Brewer has been reading his poems on The Poet's Weave. I'm your host, Jenny Kander.